Yeah, just to reiterate a few things that Pam said, the Lord called us years ago to establish a house of prayer. We didn't understand what that meant, and, you know, went through years of, you know, just searching and trying to figure out what God was saying, and finally realized that we were supposed to do what we're doing exactly right here in this place right now. And so we're very excited about having each and every one of you. You're from different churches, different even different cities all over this area here. We're believing. We know God has placed this place here because, you know what? Not only are we the capital city, but there are tons of students in Tallahassee. Probably, I don't even know what the number is, 60, 70,000 students between Florida State University and FAMU and TCC. And so a lot of you, how many students are here this evening? How many of you are students right now? So that's just awesome. And that's what we're here to see. We want to see God move on the campuses. We want to recapture this generation because we don't want it to be lost. And we want to reach this generation for the Lord. And the other reason that we want to do it is us old folks don't like to stay up all night and pray. And some of you people like to do that. And so, you know, I saw somebody, a couple of ladies, young ladies walked in tonight with their Monster Red Bull and all that. They've been up all since yesterday. They haven't gone to sleep yet. So that's awesome. Those are the kind of people that we want to reach. You know, we just, now what we're just praying is come into the house of prayer. You know, somebody said years ago, something supernatural happens when people pray, especially when they pray, you know, extended periods of time. And so if we can catch this, if we can catch it in our hearts, that when we will give ourselves to the purposes of God and persevere, and even when things are dry and when nothing seems to be happening, that we will continue to pray and persevere, then what happens is God breaks in with great power. And that's what we're believing will happen in this capital city. That's what God has called us to rally, not that we are the only ones doing it, but we see ourselves as a catalyst, the House of Prayer, the International House of Prayer, as a catalyst in this region to pour, you know, gasoline on the fire and to let's see an explosion take place. Let's see God move here. You know, we had an attorney walk in a couple of weeks ago that just the Lord just told him to come, and he'd never been here before, moved from up north years ago, and we talked out in the lobby for you know, quite a period of time, and he said, you know, Tallahassee is a city of great tension. It's like a hidden place. You know, people are, you know, nobody really understands what this place is all about. But being the capital city, being the seat of the government of one of the largest states in the United States, things happen here. And it's the church's duty, it's our duty to stand on the wall and to stand guard and to make sure that what happens is God's will in this place. And so we must, you know, we must come together. We must stand on the wall and we must pray, God, let your kingdom come. Your will be done in this place. What we're doing here is we're open 40 hours a week right now. We would love to go 24/7, and eventually we believe we'll be able to do that. But we 40 hours a week, we have a staff of dedicated young people and some old as well that are, they have given this as their life ambition. This is what they do. This is their calling. And my hat's off to each one of those young kids. To me, they're saints of God. They're warriors of the kingdom. And when I'm in their presence, I am blessed. I mean, I'm a pastor. I've been around, you know, a long time in the church world. But I am just, I'm honored to be in the presence of those. And so we have a different ways, and we'll talk more about that probably throughout the weekend, but there's different ways you can be involved in the International House of Prayer. You can become a part-time staff member full-time. Doesn't mean that we hire you and we pay you, but it means that you have the ability to go out and get financial support from your friends and from your people. You are prayer missionaries. This is what you do. And so we're very honored to have many that are already starting to do that. We, you know, we respect the local churches in the area. We work with the pastors. We require, you know, for all anybody who's involved here to get their pastor's approval. You know, there's an application process and all that. So there's more information you can get on that if you'd like to get that. And the purpose of this weekend really is to recognize that with the power of the Holy Spirit, that there's tremendous things that we can do as the people of God, and for us to step into that in a new way and let the Spirit of God stir us up and, you know, let us become armed in the things of the Lord, in the battle gear that God has given to us, and let us go to the next level in that. And so that's what this whole weekend is all about. There'll be a time of impartation, prophetic impartation. There'll be a time of us, you know, putting you in the hot seat and say, okay, how many want to learn how to prophesy? Let's begin to unplug the wells inside of each one of you and let the Spirit of God begin to well up in you. And so that's what this weekend is all about. We love and we're happy about all of you being here. We love you guys very much. One thing that I would like to do, I want my son Jared to come up, not yet, in just a moment. Our entire family is involved in IHOP. You know, we're really doing this because God called us. But not only that, but we have a. How many know the Psalm says that? What does it say that your kids will be like arrows in your hand? They'll be like arrows in your hand, and that's literally what God has done in our family. We've known Janice for 26 years. I was thinking 26 years. I mean, some of you weren't even born yet 26 years ago. You know, but we've known Janice for 26 years. We've been partners in the battle. I nickname her the battle axe, you know, and she is. She's a mighty woman of God. But Janice lived next door to us for many years. And each one of our kids, you know, bounced on her lap, you know. I don't know what you told them, but you must have said something to them while you did that, she prophesied over them. And she's done that throughout the years. And now we see each one of our kids, they're flaming arrows in the hand of the Lord. And I am so blessed to see that take place. And you're going to hear from Jared, our number two son, in just a minute, who heads up Bound for Life. I am just honored to be in the presence of kids like that. When they speak, they have something to say. And in fact, sometimes I'll say to him, what did you just say? Say that again. I want to write that down. I've never heard that before like that. And but also listen to Jared share for just a few minutes about what's on his heart and, you know, about the relentless and all that. He'll talk more about that, Jared.
Okay. As my dad said, my name is Jared. And right now I'm just trying to catch my breath from playing in the drums because there's no air conditioning in there. So if I pass out, someone just drag me off. Anyway, I'm the director of a ministry called Bound for Life, and it's a grassroots prayer movement, and we pray at the Supreme Court and at abortion clinics, and we actually pray that God would bring about the ending of abortion and release revival in America. And so two things I want to hit on is, real quick, while the offering's being taken up, is that and the Relentless internship. And so I firmly believe this, that if we as the body of Christ can find ourselves as voices going before the throne of God and piercing the heart of God, then I have hope for this nation and I have hope for this city. And I'm more concerned. I didn't even plan that I was going to be an intercessory missionary. I didn't even think of that. The thought didn't even cross my mind. I was like, no, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to get in ministry. I want to go and do this and do that. And then, God like intervened and thankfully. So what I am, I'm what is called an intercessory missionary. And what that means is I spend, right now we're open 40 hours. So I spend 40 hours in the prayer room up here and, crying out to God that God will bring a shifting in the hearts and the minds of governmental leaders, politicians, the church, the body of Christ, all these issues that God, I'm more focused on influencing the heart of God, that God could come down and influence the heart of man, that I am just speaking to you or speaking to you in just a horizontal thing. I'm more interested in vertically, my prayers arising before the throne of God like incense, and it moves his heart and it stirs his heart, and he responds in the form of answered prayer. And so with that said, what we're doing, we have something called the Relentless Luke 18 Internship, and there's some handouts on the table in the lobby, I believe. But what it is it's a 3-month internship, and the dates are August 26th through November 7th. And what it is, it's a 3-month internship to train and to equip both young adults, kids, whatever, young, old, everything in between. It doesn't matter. There's no different thing. So what it is we seek to train and to equip you in relentlessly crying out in intercession. The internship is called Relentless, the Luke 18 internship. And in Luke 18, Jesus speaks to his disciples, and he's teaching them how they always ought to pray and not to grow disheartened in waiting for his return. And so what we seek to do is in this 3-month period of time is immerse people in the spirit of intercession, in intimacy with Christ, and in the end times, and teaching them these things and really cultivating prophetic voices that could pierce the heart of God, and that God could come down to this city, to this nation, and we could see a great awakening. And so I am just really stirred over this, and other people have done previous internships. Tabitha, there's in the back, and I don't even know if she fully expected it, but God came and he gripped her. And you think, well, what are you doing? Just sitting in a prayer room? That seems so boring. But God always works opposite of what we expect. And I made a decision that I'm more focused on influencing God than fame or significance or a position and a big title. And so that's why I've given myself to this. And I'm so stirred and so compelled in my spirit that God would call out other people, normal, weak people before God, who can offer up their weak prayers, and God is moved by them. He's completely and utterly moved by the tiny whispers that we speak to his heart, and he is moved by it. And he's a God who is not an angry, just mad, completely mad God. He's a God who is moved by us in our weakness and in our feeble attempts to love him. And God is moved by that. And when you get that revelation, and when it pierces your heart, it compels you to go further and to go deeper into learning about the man Christ Jesus, and learning about who God is and the Holy Spirit, and living a life that is fully, completely, wholeheartedly abandoned to who he is and to the nature of him as God, as the God of the universe. And so with that said, that's probably all that I have. But I encourage you, if you want more information, come to one of us after. There's some handouts back there. But I encourage you to really pray about doing this internship and coming on board with this house of prayer, that sustained intercession would rise from this city like incense before the throne of God. And so I just want to encourage you guys to really prayfully consider that. And actually, just do it, man. Just do it. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have.
Good. Thank you. I mean, what else are you going to do with your life, right? You can take a year or two, 5 or 10 or whatever, and give it to God in total abandonment.